So my name is Jean Yoon. I'm a health economist at the Health Economics Resource Center. I'm being joined today by another health economist here, Joe Jacobs, who will be handling the Q&A, so feel free to type in your question as I go. So most of you know that we're actually doing a series on conducting cost-effectiveness analysis, so this is just one lecture that's part of that series. So today's lecture is focusing on cost data in the VA. I'll be looking at two different cost data sources, the Managerial Cost Accounting System, or MCA data, and the HERC average cost. Here's an outline for my lecture today. So I'm going to talk about the MCA national data, how MCA gets cost, several different MCA files, and the advantages of using these MCA data. Next, going to turn to the HERC average cost data. I'm going to look at some methods for creating these files, and then I'm going to look at several different files. I'm going to compare and contrast these data sources, and finally, we're going to look at some data resources. So I have a poll, and this is just to get an idea of how many people have used either of these data sources. So I'll turn things over to Heidi in the poll.
So we're wondering, have you used MCA data, HERC average cost data? Have you used both, or have you used neither? I'll give everyone a few more moments to respond, and then we're going to close it out and go through the results. And it looks like we've slowed down here, so I'm going to close that out. And what we're seeing is 28% of the audience saying that they have used MCA data, 2% have used HERC average cost data, 6% have used both, and 64% have used neither. Thank you, everyone.
Great. So thank you for that. And I have one other poll.
And here we're wondering, is MCA versus AC data better for conducting CEA for two interventions used in and outside of the VA, prescription drug costs for VA prescriptions, or comparing efficiency between two VA MCs? And again, we'll give everyone a few more moments to respond before we close it out and go through the results. Oh, we had a question, what is AC data, average cost data? Sorry, we have very limited space for poll questions. They really limit how many characters I can use for questions and answers. I apologize. Okay, it looks like we have got a couple more coming in. Looks like we've slowed down here, so I'm going to close this out. And what we are seeing is 30% of the audience saying conducting CEA for two interventions used in and outside of the VA, 28% saying prescription drug costs for VA prescriptions, and 41% saying comparing efficiency between two VA MCs. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, thank you, Heidi. Do I have control of the slide?
Yep, right back to you.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So it looks like of the people who have used cost data, more of you have used the MCA data, and then there are some of you who have used both sources of data. And in terms of when do we prefer MCA data or average cost data, looks like a minority thought MCA data was appropriate for the first two examples, and more of you thought MCA data was appropriate the third example. So we're going to go over this in today's lecture a little bit later. So these data sources use two different methods. The HERC data is considered a top-down method. It uses relative value weights to estimate costs per encounter. So all care that has similar characteristics is estimated to have the same cost. So this is a national approach and it's experience-based. MCA data, on the other hand, uses a local approach. So costs are based on an activity-based costing method, which is considered a bottom-up method. And so I'll be going over these methods in a little bit more detail. So I'll first talk about the MCA data. So how does MCA get its cost? So each VA determines cost of the care in their facility. So each VA is pulling workload and clinical information from VISTA. It's pulling information about supplies from FMS and provider and staff salaries, from the PAID, which is the VA payroll system. Each VA keeps its own sort of time allocation listing and relative values, which is sort of the effort that goes into producing care in that particular VA. So this information is sort of fed into these facility-level production databases. Most of us do not access these production-level databases for research because most of this data is extracted into the national data extract of MCA, which is what we commonly access at CDW. So looking a little bit more about how does MCA get the cost of care, it first determines the cost of products. So products are the components of encounters. So some examples are a 20-minute clinic visit, a lab test, or a chest x-ray. And so these products are produced by product departments. An example of a product department would be primary care. So these product departments have corresponding cost centers. So each VA takes their total cost and they assign them to the various cost centers in their facility. And they do this by staff labor mapping and with their own financial data. So the cost of overhead, so the cost of administration in a VA facility, it gets distributed to all direct care departments, so all departments that are providing direct care to patients. So as part of estimating costs, each product department tabulates the products in their department. So for example, the primary care department would tabulate their 20-minute clinic visits, look at the total number of visits in their department. And then for these products, there are relative values that are assigned to these products. And this is done for each VA facility independently. And RVUs for providers are expressed in minutes. So MCA first determines the cost of products. This formula is just to show you that within a department, there is a unit cost for each RVU. And then for a particular product, there's an RVU that's assigned to that product. So for this particular example, we're looking at a 20-minute clinic visit. So this is done for each department. So 20-minute clinic visit in primary care is going to be different from the cost of a 20-minute clinic visit in cardiology. So there can be multiple products in a single encounter. So to get the cost of encounters, we just multiply the product times their cost, and then we sum it up to get the total cost of an encounter. So hopefully from the past few slides, I think the takeaway would be this is why a primary care encounter in one VA would cost differently from a primary care encounter in another VA. It's based on sort of local experience and local inputs to producing that care. So now I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the files to access. So there are many, many MCA files. These are just a few that are listed here. And I'll be talking about the first three. If you want more information about the product department, you can get that in the IPD file. If you want information that's aggregated to the cost center, so this does not report information for particular patients, but rather the cost center within a VA facility, you can get that from the ALBCC file. And so for the last two products, that are mentioned. We have, PERC has guidebooks and information on these data sets, but I will not be talking about them today. So the inpatient discharge file, there are two different inpatient files. One is the discharge file. This is a file that is easier to work with. This file reports the care of patients who are discharged in each fiscal year. There is one record for each discharge, and it may include costs incurred in prior fiscal years if the hospital stay began in the prior fiscal year. Some data that's only in the discharge file is the day of discharge, the total days of stay at hospitalization, and the bed section where the patient was discharged from. So to give you an idea of the discharge file, here are three examples. So these are made up records, and these are for the same patient. I'm just calling this patient A. You can see from the admit and discharge days that there are three sets of admit and discharge dates. So that means that there are three different hospital stays for this particular patient. You can see there's the total length of stay, the bed section where they were discharged from, even though they may have been in other bed sections during their stay. And there's a total cost for the entire hospital stay. So the other inpatient file is called the treating specialty file. Treating specialty is very similar to the bed section, and we use those words interchangeably. This file is a monthly file, so there's one record for treating specialty per month. So there can be more than one record in a month if there's more than one treating specialty in a month. The file reports all care that's provided during the fiscal year, and it includes days that are not yet over. So some information that's only in the treating specialty file is the treating specialty, census indicator for whether the patient has left hospital or not, date of entry and exit from each treating specialty. There is no discharge date, so figure that out. You could potentially link this information to the discharge file, or you could also compare all the records for a patient in the treating specialty file in order to figure out what day they were discharged. There's also treating specialty length of stay, but there is no total length of stay for the entire hospitalization. So treating specialty file can be a little bit more complex to work with. So again, these are just three made-up examples. So these are for the same patient. We can see by the treat-in and treat-out dates that the first record is associated with one hospitalization, and then the second and third records are associated with a separate hospitalization. So for the first record, they were admitted and discharged on the same dates and the cost for that hospital stay. You can see the second and third record are for separate hospitalization because these dates are not over contiguous with the record, with the dates from the first record. So the second and third record have the same treat-in and treat-out dates. So you might wonder, why are there two separate records? Well, that's because the treat-in date began on October 31st. So there's one record for October, and there's a separate record, the 10 days of stay in November. One of the costs of that hospitalization, you would have to add the cost of those two records together. So although it's a little bit more complicated to work with, it does have more detailed information, especially in terms of which treating specialties they visited during their hospital stay. Some information that's in both inpatient files is the admit day, the admitting DRG, principal diagnosis, and the admitting diagnosis. Now we'll turn to the outpatient file. So there's one record for patients per day for clinic stop. The clinic stop shows you the location where the patient visited. So for example, a clinic stop might be primary care or cardiology or radiology. The records in the MCA file are slightly different from the utilization data in the NCCD data file because that has more than one record for clinic stop per day. The MCA includes care that's not in NPCD. So, for example, it reports the cost of prosthetics. There is some clinical information. You can get primary diagnosis and CPT codes in the MCA file. Some data that's only in the outpatient files is the date of the encounter, the identifier, which we already discussed. There are pseudo stock codes for things like prosthetics and pharmacy. And then there are flag variables identifying the data source. Most of it does come from the NPCD, but then there are some other data sources where these records come from. So here's three examples of the outpatient file. So again, same patient, same visit date for all three records, but that there are three different clinic stops, and there are different costs associated with each of their visits to a clinic stop. So some cost variables are in all of the files. Fixed direct, fixed indirect, variable direct, variable supply, the total cost, and then if you're interested in the cost of providers, you can get that from variable labor category 4 and 5. Some additional cost variables that are only in the inpatient files. We have subtotals for lab, nursing, pharmacy, radiology, surgery, and all other. And then you have these breakouts for variables, extract, et cetera. So there's another file in MCA data for pharmacy records. So for outpatient care, there's one record per prescription or supply per person per day. For inpatient records, there's one record per person per day. Sometimes you'll find that there are two prescriptions grouped together in one record. If they're for the same patient, for the same NDC, on the same day. And the NDC, if you're not aware of, is the National Drug Code, so it's sort of a unique identifier for a particular prescription drug. There's quite a lot of information in the pharmacy files. There's information about the medication, like the drug name, the NDC, formula indicators, and this is specific to the VA only, is the VA drug class. There's dispensing information, such as the fill date, money dispensed, and date supplied. There's a little bit of patient information. There's information about the ordering provider. You get the unique provider ID, as well as their treating specialty. And you can use information in the pharmacy file to link it to a particular outpatient visit or inpatient stay using the patient identifier and also the date of care. So for costs, these VA costs include not just the cost of the drug, but direct labor and indirect costs of the pharmacy department. So the total cost of a VA prescription is the accounting cost plus the dispensing cost. You'll sometimes find that there are negative costs in the MCA pharmacy file, and that's because it can be returned to pharmacy. So you will not find information about copayments in the MCA file. The MCA file only shows the VA's costs for drugs. If you are interested in what patients pay for drugs, it does depend on the patient's income and their service-connected disability. These rules about copayments and eligibility can change year to year, so you can find that information on the VA internet. In some limited cases, some prescriptions could be reimbursed from private insurance. So there is something called the medical care cost recovery files, which would show the reimbursement if it was collected by the VA. So when you're working with MCA data, you should be aware that there can be cost outliers. So costs that are very high or even very low given the characteristics of that care. This can happen because there can be a mismatch between costs and utilization, which can end up in unit costs that are very high or even negative. But you can be assured that MCA does a lot of quality assurance around these cost data. So, for example, they're doing monthly audits and reconciliations of the data. And when they build the national data extracts, they identify extremely high outliers. Some advantages of using MCA data is that, as we saw, that they are estimated based on the local experience and local inputs in producing that care. So they reflect facility differences in productivity and efficiencies or economies of scale in these VAs. But we saw that the MCA has pharmacy data costs. We did not go over this, but MCA also has state nursing home stays. And it's an activity-based method. It's considered the official managerial cost accounting system for the entire department of VA. So before I turn to HERC average costs, I just wanted to see if there were any questions, any short clarifying questions I could answer at this time.
We just had one just verifying whether MCA is a former DSS.
Okay, yes, I should have mentioned that it was formerly called the Decision Support System. Several years ago, it was renamed MCA to Managerial Cost Accounting System. So a lot of people will still say DSS. Some people have sort of switched over using MCA. I know it's a little confusing, but I'm referring to the same data. So the HERC average cost data, these costs use a different method to estimate costs. And there are three major methods. So there's one method for acute medical surgical stays, a different method for other inpatient care, and then a third method for outpatient care. So for medical surgical stays, these costs are estimated in a regression model. It uses things like length of stay, days of intensive care, and DRG. And so each stay is assigned to one DRG based on diagnosis and procedures, and the cost methods for these stays use Medicare relative value weights for DRGs. So acute medical surgical stays are identified based on the bed section in the patient treatment file, and it was defined in order to be consistent with non-VA hospital definitions. So contiguous medical surgical bed section segments are counted as one hospital stay. So HERC applies regression parameters to VA stays in order to estimate what the stay would have cost hypothetically in a Medicare hospital. But these costs are also adjusted to reflect actual VA expenditures. So the total cost of medical surgical stays and the average cost data will equal the total cost of medical surgical stays in the MCA data. So other inpatient stays that are not medical surgical stays, they use a slightly different method. The costs are mainly determined based on the length of stay. And you can see the various types of inpatient stays listed here. Won't go through all of them. So the third method for HERC average cost is for outpatient care. So HERC assigns hypothetical payments from Medicare and other payers. So it's using CPT codes and HCPCS codes that are recorded in outpatient records. It does apply a facility reimbursement. So for those of you familiar with Medicare, facility-based care is paid at a slightly higher rate than office-based care. And so VA care is considered to be facility-based, so we do apply these facility-based rates to VA care. Additionally, these costs are adjusted to reflect expenditures in different categories. They're defined using the clinic stop. Okay, so for some projects, you may not need to go to all these separate average cost files. In that case, you may just want to use this file that we create. It's called the HERC person level cost file. So there's one record for each patient per year, and it provides the total VA cost for inpatient, outpatient, and pharmacy care. There are some breakouts for different types of inpatient care and different outpatient care, although these categories are limited. And there is the total sum for the total length of stay for their inpatient care during that year. So there can be hospital stays that cost fiscal years. So in that case, costs are assigned proportionally based on the care that was provided during that fiscal year. So if you're just interested in sort of the total cost of a patient in a fiscal year, this file is probably the easiest to use in terms of the different cost data files. So now we'll touch a little bit on why do we use NCA or HRC data. So we're frequently asked which data source to use for projects. And so some of the criteria which you may use to decide which data source is right for you is to ask yourself, is the costing method consistent with the study goals? And to sort of evaluate the precision and accuracy of these data sources. So in terms of the particular project that you're looking at, so let's say that you had a study to determine the cost effectiveness of treatments in the U.S. healthcare system. You want to be able to generalize to the U.S. healthcare system and not just to the VA only. Well, in that case, you would be more interested in using the HRC data because these costs are estimated to be they're based on non-VA relative values. So the HRC costs are going to be more typical of non-VA healthcare systems. So in another type of study, you might be interested in looking at the efficiency of different VA providers. So you want to compare different VA facilities with each other. Well, in that case, as we saw earlier, MCA costs reflect differences in inputs into producing that care, so it reflects differences in productivity, efficiencies, et cetera. So MCA data would be more appropriate for this type of study. The strong assumptions that are used for the HRC data would make this inappropriate for a study looking at efficiency, comparing different VA facilities. As we saw earlier, so care that has similar characteristics is estimated to have the same cost using the HRC method. Something else you might consider is precision and the accuracy of these data. So for bottom-up approaches in the MCA data, these are considered to be very precise because they are based on sort of the local experience in producing that care. HRC data are considered to be less precise than MCA. But if you do use MCA data, you want to make sure that you control for geographic wage differentials. So for example, if you want to compare efficiency of different VAs, in California, we have very high labor costs, and so the care would be much more expensive in California versus another state. So you do want to make sure you control for those wage differentials. In terms of accuracy, the bottom-up approaches used in MCA data can lead to some rare irregularities that you might find very high-cost encounters. So our general recommendation to people is to use both data sources. Maybe pick one as your primary data source and then perhaps use the other in sensitivity analyses. Now that you've learned about these data sources, you may want some more practical information about how do you access data. So you can get access to MCA data through CW, DINCHI, and the National Data System. There's a lot of detailed information on the MCA program website. It is an intranet site, so I didn't list it here, but we can certainly send it to you if you have trouble locating it. So the MCA data were originally housed at the Austin Information Center, and they were removed in 2013, but there are older legacy files that are found on CDW servers. So the national data extracts are in SQL format on the server listed here. If you're not interested in patient-level data, but you want sort of MCA costs for a particular facility in a particular department, you can get MCA reports that are available on the MCA internet site. In terms of accessing the HERP data, you can apply to get access to these data through CDW Vinci and through National Data System. We have all historical files that are on the Austin Information Center. And there are SQL tables that are available on the server that's listed here. In addition, there are staff data sets on the server. So HERC provides a lot of information to researchers and or people doing operations type analysis in terms of how do we use MCA data or HERC average cost data for projects. So we have a lot of information on our website, which is listed here. We do have some guidebooks. They originally were PDF documents, and I believe they're being moved to just HTML pages. We do have a research guide on using MCA data, and then guidebooks, separate guidebooks for inpatient and outpatient care. If you're interested in using MCA pharmacy data, there's a lot of information on Vibrec's website. They not only describe using MCA data, but also pharmacy data from the Pharmacy Benefits Management System, PBM. And that website is listed here. And there's also a technical report. It's a bit older, but I believe the information is still accurate. And so it compares pharmacy information in the PBM data versus MCA data. So I just want to remind you that this is just one lecture that's part of a HERC series on conducting cost effectiveness analysis. And so here's a plug for the next two lectures. So Joe will be talking about effectiveness, patient preferences, and utilities. And then the lecture after that will cover estimating transition probabilities for a model. So at this time, I can open things up for questions. If there are any questions, feel free to type that in to the Q&A panel. I don't know if there's any questions that have come up, Joe.
While they're coming in, one question, how would you deal with outliers, some of the negative values and really high values if you come across them in MCA data?
Yeah, so sometimes you will find encounters or hospital stays that have very high costs. And those costs may be accurate. I mean, it may be a very high-cost hospital stay. So I think it's important to sort of look at the encounters that have these outliers and to look at the characteristics of that care. So, for example, if you have a very long hospital stay, then it will likely have a very high cost. You can also break down the cost of a hospital stay or encounter into its subtotals to see what might be driving the cost of that encounter or hospital stay. So, for example, there can be very high-cost prescription drugs, for example, that are provided during an inpatient stay. So you have to sort of drill down into, is there a particular component of that encounter or hospital stay that's driving the cost? Negative costs are not typical. You will find them in the pharmacy files, and that's usually because there's a return to pharmacy.
We had a question about data access, whether people outside the VA, and particularly this one in Canada, but can access any of the cost data.
Yeah, so if you're doing a research project, for example, you would have to go through DART to get access to the MCA data on Vinci servers. So you would have to fill out the usual sort of forms for research in terms of data access. So when you apply to get access to Vinci data on the Vinci servers, there's a form that you submit, and there's a bunch of data sources that are listed there, and so you'll want to check off MCA data. I believe there are separate boxes for the actual patient-level data and then the MCA report data. If you're not interested in the patient-level data, but just want sort of aggregate costs for facility or for the entire VA, then you can access the MCA reports and get access that way.
Great. So we had a question on whether whether you've heard of any plans to retire NPCD or PTF files.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Whether you've heard of any plans to retire NPCD or and or PTF files, patient.
Yeah, from what I understand, the medical VA medical fast files, which have inpatient and outpatient utilization data, they'll be retired. I think this is for year 18 is the last year of those data, but there are other data available in CDW that has the same information, and I believe there was a close concordance between MedFast and these other utilization data. That doesn't affect the MCA data at all, so the MCA data will continue to be produced in the same format and will continue to be available on CDW and Vinci as it's been.
Great. We had a question about whether HERC data would be appropriate for aggregating costs by health outcomes in a longitudinal study or cohort study.
Would HERC average cost data be appropriate for a longitudinal study?
Right.
Yes. I mean, I think I'm not quite sure what the research question is there, but I think if you're just, you have a cohort for a particular study and you want to track the cost over time, you could use either MCA or HERC average cost. If you're not interested in sort of breaking out any particular type of hospital stay or subsetting certain outpatient visits, you can certainly use the HERC annual person level cost file because it has a summary of their total costs in that fiscal year. But to have a study where a patient was enrolled in a study at a certain date, the annual cost file will not be helpful for that because that's organized by fiscal year. So patient is being enrolled in a study and it can occur any time during the year, then you'll want to use the actual HERC files itself.
Right. There's a question maybe this person can clarify about a repository of models, for example, Markov models or decision trees that you can adapt for local use. Maybe they can clarify what they mean exactly by that.
Okay, I'm not quite sure what the question is asking.
Yeah.
There are other lectures in the HERC series that will be talking more about decision modeling. It's not next week, but I believe it might be a couple weeks after that. So, yeah, a Markov model is a type of decision model that's used in conducting cost-effectiveness analysis. So in those models, you want to have some inputs like cost estimates, for example, like you have a certain percentage of patients who might have a hospital stay after treatment, and so you might want to estimate the probability of having a hospitalization and then the cost of those hospital stays. So if this is a CEA that you want to be generalizable to the U.S. healthcare system, I would recommend using the HERC average cost. Those costs were designed to be comparable non-VA setting. You're certainly free to use the MCA data, and you can use both and then sort of compare with both, but the HERC data were designed to be comparable to non-VA setting. I should mention there's, because the HERC data are created by researchers at HERC, there's a slightly longer delay in those data being available for research, whereas the MCA data are available a little bit more quickly after the fiscal year ends.
We had a general question about CDW data and whether you feel it will survive the new electronic medical record transition.
Yes, we did have Scott Duvall here from Vinci last week, so VA has invested a lot in, you know, putting data on CW and Vinci, and so that's my understanding is that we'll continue to access data there. In terms of the transition to a different electronic medical record system, I mean, there'll be certainly be a lot of work being done to make sure that those data can be reported in a way that is somewhat consistent with historical data. And I don't believe that they've made that transition yet, but certainly I think it'll be important for us researchers to be able to access future data and to be able to measure that care in a way that's consistent with how we did it historically.
That's all we have for now.
Okay. Great. We do have a consulting service, so if you're starting to work on a project or proposal and you have further questions about using these data, we do have a consulting desk so we can answer more detailed questions for you. And as I pointed out, we do have a lot of information on our website, so feel free to check out our website and download our any information or guidebooks or other things that we have on there.